You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Folks, your Indians, one of the hottest teams in baseball. And we almost had history again. Thank God it didn't happen. Can I say that, Matt Derry? Matt Derry for Ken Carmen, the final day. Kenny returns on Monday.
What do you mean, thank God it
didn't
happen?
Thank God it didn't happen.
Why? Because you were asleep?
Maybe. I have to say, Owen and I conferred, and he stayed up. You stayed up. I had to tend to other matters. I was a little behind on sleep from this week. So my take on this, and this is not the first time I've said this, it is a very selfish take, and you can crush me for it. 216-578-0092. For those that don't know, Plesac was masterful yesterday, right? I can use that term.
Yeah, he was. I wouldn't say dominant. It's not like he was striking out everybody.
Yeah, the ground ball's working.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay, Seattle ends up with just two hits. The no-no goes into the seventh. It would have been so perfect. It would have had so many storylines. The guy, hasn't he been involved in the other two?
Yeah.
No hit situation.
He was the starting pitcher for Carlos Rodon, who no hit the Indians. And, of course, Miley of the Reds two Fridays ago. So
it was his turn. It would have been such a great story. It would have been. And yet the jackass host in Cleveland starts the show with, thank God he doesn't get a no-hitter. The reason is, how long have we been without a no-hitter?
Len Barker, baby, 1981.
And it was
tomorrow will be the 40-year anniversary.
40 years. And we hear, I can't say not a day goes by, but it seems like not a week goes by with Len Barker. His game always gets brought up. It's one of the all-time Cleveland sports moments, right, Matt? What would you put up there? Positive moments. Forget about driving the fumble, but the positive moments that gets brought up all the time, that's got to be one of them in the history of Cleveland sports. It gets brought up. What are the other ones?
It is. But, I mean, I'll say this. I was 8 years old. I remember watching it on Channel 43. It was a Saturday night. And it's funny how many people say they were there now, when in reality, when you look in the stands, I mean, there was hardly that was one of those classic old Cleveland Stadium crowds where people claim they were there. But trust me, that was Joe Tate and Bruce Drennan on Channel 43 on a Saturday night when they beat the Blue Jays. Crazy.
Oh, real quick, while we're doing it, and I'm going to get to why I'm glad they didn't get the no-hitter. But real quick, what are the other moments? As I'm trying to think about the quintessential Mount Rushmore moment in Cleveland sports history. The Len Barker thing's there, right?
Yeah, I would say that. Definitely for the Indians it is.
The Cavs winning the title.
Of course.
You might have a bunch of other LeBron moments. I mean, what he did against Detroit when he was like 21 years old.
Oh, yeah.
That's definitely up there.
The 47-point game, I mean.
What are the Browns moments? Now beating Pittsburgh on the road in a playoff game in Big Ben? Is that up there?
Bernie to Brian Brennan against the Jets.
Yeah. Double overtime?
Or no, I'm sorry, not against the Jets. Oh. The win against the Jets, Bernie to Brennan against the Broncos.
Maybe Clay Matthews' interception against Jim Kelly in the end zone?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good call.
But they're really, unfortunately.
How many are we squeezing onto this Mount Rushmore?
Exactly.
Well, it depends. Exactly. Wait a second.
I mean, we no one's even mentioned a World Series that the Indians won in 48. I know
none of
us were alive
for
that.
Yeah, because for me, and same thing, 64. I'm sorry. I'm getting up there in years, but I'm too young of a host.
But if we're doing a Mount Rushmore, those would have to be up there.
Yeah, before I was born, doesn't count.
You're not doing a Mount Rushmore of the last five presidents, you know?
Let's see here. By the way, 216-578-0092. I want to get right to it. I'm not even going to explain why I'm glad there wasn't a no-hitter, but I think Jerome in a car. Am I being a jerk, Jerome? Can you dial him up on this being good thing that it was not a no-hitter?
I completely agree with you, Anthony. I know that a lot of people are going to crush that, but I fell asleep in the seventh inning as well. And
wait, you made it to the seventh and fell asleep? Jerome, if you made it to the seventh, you can't fall asleep.
It was tough because I had to be up at 3:30 this morning. It was tough, but I did fall asleep, and I'm selfishly glad he didn't throw it either.
Oh, come on!
Thank you.
What are you guys doing? Don't say you're happy about it.
I know it is, but all in all, I just want to hit real quick on this. I know that people aren't supporting the tribe in that, and it disappoints me because, you know, I get it. I can't stand the owner either, but these guys are playing hard every night, man. You look at it, they're having a lot of fun. It's a really hot team. Honestly, one of the hottest teams in the whole MLB, and I just wish people would put their hatred for Dolan aside for one second and just value these players, man, because it's a young group of kids who right now, I mean, they're right on the White Sox tail, and so far it looks like it could be a fun summer.
Look at this, 6:08 in the morning, Jerome. All right,
this is great.
Let's respond.
Fourth best record in baseball, by the way.
Isn't that incredible?
Fourth. There's four teams with a 600 winning percentage, and we have one of them. So
it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. So he said something there, and it was my thought. It's the most selfish thought in the world, but it is the if a tree falls, no one's around. You were watching. Owen was watching. So you guys sacrificed today. Like, I'm going to have to carry the show in the last 2 hours because you guys are going to be sleeping.
We'll be on fumes.
Yeah.
I saw the time of the first pitch, and I was like, oh, nope.
I know.
I'll be in bed.
Zero sacrifice. So the question is, does a no-hitter – I hate to do this. I told Owen that I don't want a no-hitter after 10 o'clock. I don't want a West Coast no-hitter.
It's so typical of the Indians, right, that this is the time where they have their best pitching performance of the year, and it's you're on pins and needles, and you're right. I mean, a majority of our audience was asleep. You know, I mean.
Well, you could tell, Matt, last night, just Twitter, there wasn't much action on there. People not really, you know, will dance around it. When it happens in a 7 o'clock start.
But. Right. And I could call my brother watches every pitch. I think he fell asleep. So, and that guy watches as much Indians baseball as I do. So it's natural. It's 10, like Kenny said, it's a 10-10 start on a Thursday night. They're going to play Saturday night during all requests Saturday night, by the way. On CX.
All you got to do is put the TV on mute and you're good.
And put Kenny Kidd on.
You're not falling asleep if you're listening to all requests Saturday night. I'll tell you that.
Hey. I got you, brother.
God, I always get it wrong. I always flip-flop it, and I put the radio on mute and put the television full blast. It makes no sense.
No, you're an idiot.
It doesn't do anything good.
But that's a 9:10 start, and then Sunday at 4. But again, tonight, same thing, 10:10. It's still late, but it was there for the taking, Anthony, because that Mariner team sucks. And, gosh, they got so close. He was six outs away.
I'm sorry. Just the visual of Anthony sitting there staring at the radio with the TV blasting.
Yeah, it's not the smartest thing in the world. Okay, so apparently, Matt, since you were dialed in, and this is going to be up for debate, and different broadcast crews handle this in very different ways. And I have not been one of those. It's been a curmudgeon on this. I think it's up to every broadcaster to figure out how they're going to do it. There are certain guys that refuse to adhere to some of these unwritten broadcaster rules when you are doing a game where history is in the offing, where there could be a no-hitter, where there could be this magical place. Granted, now we've had five of these already, if you count the seven-inning one. I haven't had you weigh in. Did you count the Madison Bumgarner one?
I mean, the rules state that the game's a game. But I guess MLB is saying it's not, you know, but he threw a no hitter. In my opinion, the game, they say the game's seven innings long.
Yes.
He threw a no hitter. So.
Right, so where are you? First of all, on the jinxing, or you've done so many games, you've done play by play. You're Syracuse stiff, one of the celebrated schools in broadcasting in the country.
Come on.
I know. Thank you, Anthony. But no, listen, here's where I'm at.
Where are you at?
Mostly, I think it's silly because if you're a broadcaster doing a game, you've got to your job is to tell the people what's going on. Shout out to Jim Rosenhaus because I did turn the radio on for a little bit to check him too for prep for the show, and he said the words no hitter. You know, Naylor makes a running catch to end the seventh, and he says
Naylor was all over the place. Just right. he's that guy. Ken Carman called him the most entertaining player in baseball, and I made fun of him for about 5 days until I realized he's up there.
He's right.
He might be actually up there.
Yeah, I mean, the diving catch into the stands to start the game.
Yeah, or very
and
early
So Naylor makes a running catch in the seventh, and Rosie says the no-hitter is intact. He's six outs away. You know, we'll be right back. Underwood and Manning, they were dancing around it, and Andre, they didn't say the words at all the whole time. Matt would say something like, look at your screen, we've got something special going. And you would see the zero.
I'm cool with that, by the way. I think there's some theater to it. I think there's a wink and a nod that you can pull off. That's probably the way that I would approach it.
Well, I know this. Many, many years ago, when Josh Lewin and Kirk Gibson were doing Tiger games, I know Gibson was hardcore about to tell Lewin, you do not say a word. These former players that are doing color,
it's hilarious.
They're the ones that are telling the play-by-play guy, keep your mouth shut. You know what I'm saying? Because you're right, different guys have different theories, but especially on radio, you got to say it. But TV, they were finessing it for a while, and then the top of the eighth comes up, or the bottom of the eighth comes on, and here comes Plesac. Do you have the audio, or do you want me to say it?
Oh, here we go. Bally Sports, Great Lakes, ladies and gentlemen, last night in a moment that, well, according to Matt Derry, could have doomed the Indians.
4-0, Indians lead it. Bottom of the seventh inning coming up. Seattle's last home game was on May 5th, and John Means of the Baltimore Orioles threw a no-hitter. That was the only base runner that reached.
Yeah, would have been a perfect game, and he was caught stealing. And yeah, that was it. Means, that was the first no-hitter for Baltimore since Jim Palmer.
All right, so that was the seventh.
Audio courtesy Bally Sports, Great
That's
Lakes.
That's bottom of the seventh, yeah.
That was the seventh. They said the words, but they didn't talk about Plesac.
Okay, boy, this is going to be a tough case. I want to hear from the fans on this. Is that a jinx? Should that be considered a jinx? 216-578-0092. They did not reference this particular game.
No, but bottom of the eighth, they came out and said Zach could join the list and showed Rodon ending it with Luplo. So, but give Bally. Now, here's what I saw a couple people on Twitter that were mad that Bally Sports put on their little ticker at the bottom. Zach Plesac, no hitter through 6 2/3.
Is that different? Can the graphics person back in Cleveland or in the truck, can they jinx the no hitter? Do they have those powers?
I have no issue with it. But like I said, bottom of the eighth, they mentioned the other no hitters and they said, could Zach Plesac join this no-hit club, and then first batter, J.P. Crawford, lines the single over the head of Ahmed Rosario.
Well, let's take a vote. I want to know, and I want to know from the fans, because specifically, if we want to talk about the verbiage, those words, he did say exactly what you said. This is a tough one, Matt, and we have. Here it is specifically, so let's see how accurate you were. I don't know. Here we go.
Well, the Indians have already been no-hit twice this year. Carlos Rodon, who nearly threw a perfect game. And then Wade Miley came to Cleveland and no-hit them. And the sad irony is that Zach Plesac was on the wrong end of both of them. But here tonight, he's got a chance to put his own name in that very selective history book of pitchers who have authored no-hit games.
All right, couple things here. Audio courtesy Bally Sports, Great Lakes. Underwood there is explaining what's happened, and we all know what's happened. You're an Indians fan.
Right.
You've either been crushing
them
for this.
He's kind of dancing around it, though. He's not specifically saying.
Definitely danced around it.
In the literal sense, he did not say, hey, Dan Plesac is such and such a way from a no-hitter. Zach Plesac, sorry.
Dan's dad or his uncle? Dan's his uncle.
His uncle. Yeah. Yeah. That's when I actually watched a lot more baseball than I probably did.
And okay. You would not have fallen asleep.
Yes, I would have been up. Young Anthony Lima would have been up. So,
well, shout out to Owen. So Owen tweets out in the fourth inning, can we hold this 4-run lead? I'm going to bed. Goodbye or something. Or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I wrote him back and said, no. Like, don't go to sleep.
But you don't want to lose the game. You don't want to watch the no-hitter go away.
I didn't move. I had to go to the bathroom. I didn't move. I stayed exactly where I was, and I don't usually do that.
So you were doing the superstitious stuff.
Totally was.
I would
totally
have been so angry and so disappointed if I stayed up for it, thinking that it's going to be a no-hitter, and then ends up not being a no-hitter.
Well,
like, what the hell?
Yeah, that's the
tough
thing.
And then they almost blow it.
That would have been the worst of both worlds. You know, this is obviously something the Indians have been chasing. They now have the longest drought, right, because the San Diego Padres got their no-hitter finally.
Correct.
So this is the longest drought in Major League Baseball, and it's becoming – I don't know if it's becoming. Does every Indians fan know that we have the longest drought? If you watch the games, it's been brought up. It's pretty much
common
knowledge.
You should know by now.
Yeah, you would hope so. And especially the amount of them that we've had this year already.
And so just to get to this point, and now you're thinking, hey, normally in years past, what are the odds we're going to get a no-hitter? Now you're thinking with the strikeout rate, with guys swinging for the fences – guys are just blowing balls by a guy. We could do this. We could absolutely get the no-hitter.
Right.
So the risk-reward ratio on staying up, that's the hard thing. You know you're going to lose sleep, but you know you have a legitimate chance at being able to chase down history because you're seeing it. You've seen it happen to you twice. You know, Zach Meisel, he caught some heat this week when he joined us, and we asked him, hey, how cool was that to be covering a no-hitter? And he says, actually wasn't that crazy. I've seen him now. And I'm like, what? What? All right, 216-578-0092. I want to know, was that the jinx? Was that the jinx to just stay up for it? And does a no-hitter count if it's a West Coast game and you're asleep? We will get to that. We found somebody giving maybe some disrespect to the Cleveland Browns. That's all coming up straight ahead, and it's about last night right here at Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan. All right, Terry, we got them lined up. They are lined up, and wait till you hear the story that Plesac had to tell on how equipment manager saved the day. We'll get to that in a second. We asked the question, was that a jinx last night? Do you believe in the jinx the way that Matt Underwood, friend of the show, and Rick Manning danced around the no-hitter? This was interesting. Let's go to Alex in a car. How are you, Alex?
Hey, how you guys doing? Good morning.
What's up, man?
Good morning, Alex.
Hey, so... got a couple things. First of all, I truly believe that announcers might have more power than the everyday fan in jinxing no-hitters and anything else in sports.
Alex, another case of the media. Just the media and their power and the way they wield it.
I have a quick story and kind of goes along these lines. So this past year, I think it might have been like Sunday Night Football or something. The Ravens were playing, and Justin Tucker had gone like 45 for 45 inside the 40.
Yeah.
And I think it was Troy Aikman said something like, gave that stat out. Next thing you know, 30 seconds later, wide left.
Guess what?
So
he missed it.
He misses, yes. So, yes, I think the media, they go ahead and they take the cake on this. And then I'm just going to also say I read an article maybe last week on that four-letter word television channel, and they said that they believe that the no-hitter is not as special as it used to be with the dominance of pitchers.
Yeah, Alex, so, we thank you for the call. We've talked about that a ton. On whether or not, but still going to mean something when it's your first.
Oh,
the
course.
Indians have not had one. They need to get one, and it feels like the pressure's on. We've got to get one soon.
And you'd figure with a guy like Shane Bieber being your ace, and he's arguably the best pitcher in the game, that you'd have a pretty good chance to get it done. It was nice to see Zach Plesac pitch so well last night, but as you mentioned, a lot of people were asleep, so it might not have gotten the kind of attention. You want to talk about jinxes. This poor Bob Nightingale at USA Today, who has a ton of followers on Twitter, he always tweets out, hey, somebody's flirting with a no-hitter. Last night, Zach Plesac, latest pitcher to flirt with a no-no, he's through six, Cleveland leading the Mariners 4-0. And the replies to him are just unbelievable.
I know, but as far as I'm concerned, first of all, he's alerting people. You're getting people to watch the game from all over the country. He's a national guy. I have no problem with this because he's not there. And even if he was there, he is not doing the game. I think that's a little bit different.
But there's that belief Anthony, that he's jinxing it because people just attacked the
poor guy. If it would have happened right after he tweeted, then maybe. Maybe.
And remember, Twitter didn't
But
even,
it was like two more innings after that, wasn't it?
It was in the eighth. He said through six, so he got three more outs, and then it happened.
Well, Twitter didn't even exist when I was younger, and now all of a sudden Twitter has a stranglehold over whether or not it can impact a baseball game in history. By the way, Ryan says, the only thing we miss in a no-no on the West Coast is the experience as a fan, no calling or texting buddies or family members to turn it on. Definitely we're celebrating, just not as fun.
I tried to reverse jinx it.
What did you do?
So normally when things happen, like as I tweet during the Browns game from the show account and things like that, and I will tweet anticipatory or put in the drafts anticipatory things, right? And then they never happen. So I put in a too bad you lost the no-hitter type of tweet.
Nice call.
To get the no-hitter saying that, oh, he didn't get the no-hitter in my drafts that you could send out right away.
So wow.
Way I would have burned it.
Yeah, I think everybody's got their little thing that they're attempting to do to try to coerce the thing to happen. Hold on. Kevin Amener doesn't believe in any of this. Go ahead, Kevin.
I actually didn't watch the game. I was too busy resting up so I could watch the live stream of the Browns rookie camp today.
Yes, there we
right.
go.
Go Browns.
I don't actually get any of the games, so, you know, I can't tell you how it went. But I don't believe in the jinx. You know, you guys don't have that much power. It's just coincidental.
Thank you, Kevin. We need to hear that. We need to hear that from time to time.
Most times I don't believe in it either, and it's like if you're doing your job as a broadcaster, you're telling people what's going on.
I got
caught up in it last night, and I didn't even move. I was texting Owen like I gotta go to the bathroom, but I'm not moving my spot. I got totally into the whole thing.
I also think that if you wake up at 3:30 in the morning and it's midnight, mm-hmm. you start to believe in things a little more.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah, you know what? I could see that you start to. You start to have that faith. Let's take one more call on this. Jim in Medina. How are you, Jim?
Hey, Anthony. Hey, Matt.
Uh-oh.
JFM.
Hi. I don't think I really believe in jinxes. Okay. You know, I think it just wasn't to be. I did get to watch it. Plesac pitched a great game, didn't he?
He was awesome. And then they almost blow it. And Brian Shaw having to come in to bail Class A out after he loaded the bases.
Huge. I mean,
that game had everything. Shaw coming in. I hope Dustin Fox watched that.
Hey, Anthony, I saw you and Ken on Jimmy Hanlon's show. You guys have good swings. I'm impressed.
Jim, thank you. Thank you very much. What are you doing?
Oh, Jim, that's a legend.
That show has been on for a year and a half, Jim.
That's flashback to WHK all this time.
That's season? A yes, legendary yes. caller from
I don't
back in the
care.
Day.
Oh, Jim.
Get McDowell. Wake McDowell up.
Oh,
let's
God.
Go.
He should have stayed back in the day.
Oh,
the
man.
Kid loves Dan McDowell. All right. 216-578-0092. Was there a jinx? We'll get to whether or not are the Browns getting jinxed. Too much love out there. I actually found one place where they might not have been. Did the schedule change your opinion on the record for the Cleveland Browns? And wait till you hear the story from Plesac last night on how an equipment guy helped preserve one of the best pitched games of the season. That's coming up straight ahead. Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan. I can't wait. Later in the show, we got Garrett Bush on at 8. See if he believes in jinxes, because that was all the discussion, all the rage. Anthony Castrovince in the 9 o'clock hour as well. So we are dialed in, loaded for you today. Matt Derry in for Ken Carmen the final day. Kenny did something very sneaky yesterday I'm not happy about. Did you see
it.
What he put on Twitter?
Siphon
I
gas?
Did. I did.
He was putting gasoline in boxes. Now it's not even bags. It's boxes. I don't even believe some of these pictures that people put out there.
Like I said, the one with the lady pouring it into the shopping bags. That was, I saw that at least 6 months ago.
Oh, I love it. I love the internet.
Just finding things and be like, oh, look what I saw.
That's right. It happened today. That's right.
It's a deep fake, man. Anyway, we're hoping Ken can get home. We have our fingers crossed. But I don't know if he's going to continue these antics, because I guess he met a Browns fan somewhere and put Super Bowl Super Browns, and in only his beautifully, beautifully crafted calligraphy that is his handwriting, he wrote, make sure to follow me on Twitter at SportsBoyTony.
I saw that.
So
I wrote back to him and said, I thought you were on vacation. No response.
You know what? And by the way, somebody did this to me when one of the bars opened up right around the corner here. They put, you could just take, you know, a pen or a marker and put it on the wood that's hanging over one of the games that you could play. And they said, for a really good time, you know, and it's Anthony Lyman, it's my cell phone number. And I legitimately got five phone calls.
Did you?
Five phone calls. Thanks a lot, Owen. And it's like, guys, come on.
Did it have your name, too?
Like, at least say.
Or was it just your number?
At the time. No, it was name and number.
Wow.
And at the time, I was single, so would have been nice if maybe put a picture of me up there at least. Let's go to work.
Did they reference your 30 under 30?
You know, I got nothing from that. Come on, Cleveland Magazine, step your game up.
I figured that would be a game changer for you.
It did nothing. It did nothing. All right. I don't know if you saw this. So, Plesak, for those just joining us, obviously if you were watching late last night, you know what happened. But Plesak was chasing history. Still was a really good game. The Indians win again 9 of 10. And right now they are right up there. Can they win this division, Matt Derry?
I mean, the White Sox have a better team. I mean, let's call it what it is. Chicago.
They don't have the better manager.
No, they don't. The Indians have the advantage in the dugout, but the White Sox are damn good. They've won 6 straight, 8 of 10. Their run differentials are plus 66 to the Indians plus 19. It's going to be tough, but yeah, I still say Chicago has the better team, but I love how the Indians play. They'll be there all year.
Well, it's exciting because I love that the Indians are kind of operating with this chip on the shoulder, and this time it's not to silence like the doubters nationwide. They don't get a lot of national pub anyway. Although the smart baseball people are real impressed with the pitching development and how this team just seems to not want to go away. But locally, the haters are local. This is weird. Like, say what you want about Baker Mayfield, the chip on his shoulder and everything. The haters of Baker are national. Some people think I am. That's not true. I call him a top 10 quarterback. But this is different. The Indians haters are right here in their backyard. That has to drive them crazy. Don't think that Tito doesn't recognize that. Don't think that these players don't recognize that. But I did see this story. Plesak was talking about it after the game because he was sensational. He went 8 innings, gave up 2 hits, the 2 earned runs, 3 walks. You said he wasn't great, but he was pretty damn good.
Well, I didn't say he was great, but he wasn't dominant. It wasn't like a 10 strikeout, they can't touch him performance. They were putting the ball in play, but he was on his game, and then you could tell he was kind of running out of gas after he gave up that first hit and then gave up a home run, and then they had to he got through the 8th, and then there's no way he was coming out for the 9th. No way, which is okay. It's early in the season. I mean, Bieber threw like 120 pitches the other day in May, which I think is ridiculous.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. You don't want to get in the habit of doing that. We have seen, if there's one complaint about Tito in the past, is that he has ridden guys well beyond their means, but they've always had the pitching. I guess sometimes you have to trust Tito. There's always second-guessing in baseball. Either way, before the game, he had an issue. He forgot his damn cleats.
Oh, man, I forgot to pack them before we left. I packed 2 pairs of I usually pack one pair of tennis shoes and my cleats, but I packed 2 pairs of tennis shoes probably thinking I put my cleats in there. I get a text this morning from our guy, Brandon Biller, and, you know, he said we didn't have any cleats in your bag, so he made a run to Dick's Sporting Goods, got me a pair of cleats. And so we had to rock with these today. So he asked the story.
I love that. I absolutely love that. Audio courtesy Valley Sports Great Lakes.
Now, should he go back to his old cleats?
Well, no, he has to.
He can't.
No, or does he have to? Matt, let's verify this. It's a great question,
Kenny. Kenny's right. He's got to wear the exact same cleats.
Or,
he's got to wear these things until it goes south because he's pitching great.
Oh, and you're all over it.
Well, do they have to go buy a new pair of cleats every?
At Dick's Sporting Goods.
No.
From the same
every time he pitches, he needs a new pair.
So if he pitches again at home, this Brandon Biller guy is going to fly out to Seattle and go to the exact same store.
You got to have a guy out there now.
Oh, jeez,
that's part of the deal. Yeah, they have to get on the. They probably have to have one of those cards, Don't they have one of those cards, like a Subway,
a score card. Yeah.
Where you have a certain amount, then you get something free, like one golf ball? Do you remember when that place opened up? I thought Bernie Kosar owned it because he was in all the marketing back in like the mid to early 90s. I thought Bernie was the owner. I'm like, Bernie, why is it called Dick's? Why is it called Bernie's?
Come on.
That's a nice plug for Dick's.
It is. Well, you never know. We're always chasing new advertisers. So I want to ask you right now, and I know we're going to get into some Browns coming up. We have a lot of Brown stuff straight ahead. But, Matt Derry, this team right now, I think they've been criminally ignored by some locally. I get it. The Dolans, the television situation, the YouTube. I understand all that. Let's just talk about the game. Let's talk about the way these guys play baseball. They are hanging around. I think people thought this team would be maybe a 500 to slightly below 500 team all year.
Correct.
Can they keep this up?
Vegas had them at what, 81 wins,
yes.
82 wins, something like that. And they need, we said this yesterday, they still have some reinforcements that are coming from Columbus. I mean, their shortstop position has been pretty desolate offensively. Same goes with center field and first base. And yet, like you said, they're 7 games over 500. Here they start the West Coast trip with a win, albeit I know it's Seattle. But, you know, this Owen Miller kid had 3 more hits at Columbus yesterday.
You're all about this dude.
I love him. I think he's a pure, natural right-handed hitter that's going to be – they're going to plug him in somewhere, whether it's shortstop or first base. Although last night Jake Bowers did have a RBI single. But
finally.
Yeah. He went the other way. It was a nice piece of hitting. How about, Anthony, what is with teams? What did I say yesterday? These teams have pitched to Jose Ramirez with first base open.
In this lineup, with this roster, with lack of protection, he's still getting pitches. And now I don't think people realize this. And I had to double check with you because I had read it and I wasn't sure. Jose Ramirez leads the American League in home runs right now?
Yeah, he has 11. 11.
This is huge. This is absolutely huge.
But I don't think people know. I don't think people realize. People say, well, is there a superstar in Cleveland? Well, you know, Baker, Nick Chubb, or, you know, Miles Garrett, whatever, whomever. Obviously, they're, you know, there's not one on the Cavs right now. The superstar in this town is Jose Ramirez. It's not even close.
And yet, I don't think he's getting any of that love. And he's done it here, and he's had great years, and he's been a part of runs that we are going to remember the rest of our lives. And yet, I don't think he gets any of that love.
And he's a better player all around than the redacted ex-shortstop who's in New York now.
You know what I love? Matt, is that the Mets have won 7 in a row, but the Indians playing really good baseball. No one's even – whether Lindor is being terrible. I haven't checked in on him. The last time I checked in on him was like a week ago. So that shows you that we are finally transitioning out of that Lindor. We were kind of obsessed. Ken and I were bringing up his struggles every day. I love the fact that I haven't even mentioned his name in a week.
Winning cures all, man. I mean, if this team was 14-21 and then it would be, oh, see, Lindor did this tonight or whatever. No, when you win, you shut everybody up and they're fun. I know it sucks it was such a late game last night that, you know, but hey, just keep winning. And that's what they're doing. And they're not even hitting. They're in the bottom 5 in baseball. And I think they showed the stat last night on Bally's, whatever. They've won 12 of 15, and their team batting average during that streak is .219.
Oh, that should be impossible. That shouldn't happen. In today's game, that should not happen.
There were a couple balls hit hard last night that stayed in the yard, and I wonder about the baseballs. And, you know, they're not flying like they usually do. But hey,
well, like
Jose
they did
Ramirez,
2 years ago.
They squeezed out all the juice.
They finally. Yeah. Well, we were wondering because it was 2 years ago, right? Everybody was hitting home runs. And we were talking about launch angles and how none of these numbers, what are these numbers going to do? Well, now the pitchers have come back with reckless abandon. But the fact that Jose Ramirez has 11 home runs, did you see where Franmil hit that ball yesterday, uncorking that one? That was a thing of beauty. So they're doing just enough. I don't know what's sustainable. I don't. But I do know that this pitching is exactly what was needed. The fact that they have been able to move right along without Clevinger, Bauer, without Corey Kluber, you know, Carrasco, they've completely revamped the starting pitching. And yet here we are again. It's just incredible that they're able to continue moving on.
I think they had one hit after the third inning last night and still won. One hit. It was almost like the guys were going up there in the fifth, sixth, seventh going, all right, we want to see Zach out there and we want to get this over with. They're just grounding out and popping out. I mean, the offense, they won last night with six hits. They didn't exactly scorch the baseball.
Yeah,
but they
so obvious,
keep winning.
Obviously, Matt, I'm a little nervous that I keep using the term sustainable. I just know that this team has no margin for error. I'm loving what I'm seeing. It is immensely frustrating to see them try to produce runs. But if they can just score anything, they won those two Cubs games. I thought those were bonus victories. I mean, we knew what their stats were if they couldn't score three or more or four or more runs, and yet they were able to eke out those wins. I just hope they can somehow find a little more at the plate because this is not going to work all season long.
No, you're going to have a little bit of a regression pitching-wise, especially the bullpen. I mean, last night even, Clase loads the bases in the ninth. Didn't have it, and Tito had to take him out. He's pitched three straight days. And who does he go to close the game out? Brian Shaw.
Oof.
Who strikes a guy out to win it? Swinging. It was nice. So, like, Brian Shaw, guy was out of baseball last year. I mean, he literally, the Mariners DFA'd him. He was out. And somehow the Indians found him, gave him that shot in spring training. They worked on something mechanically. Mm-hmm. He's got the new kind of pitching higher from the stretch, and it's working. That's awesome.
All right, Indians, seven games above 500. They get the big win last night as they almost had history. They'll get another crack at it tonight. 216-578-0092. Anthony Lima with Matt Derry, who's in for Ken Carmen. We found some bulletin board material. Maybe when it comes to the Browns. And did you change your outlook on the season once that schedule came out? That's all straight ahead on 92.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.